Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father today. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you and praise you and worship you for the Word, the precious Word of the living God that we have that we can study for ourselves so we don't have to be hung up on the strongholds of man or the enemy, but we can develop our own strongholds from your Word. Lord, today, as the Word goes out, I ask you to reveal the mighty Word of the living God to us so that we may walk in your strength and not in the strongholds of the devil or even the doctrines of man, but, Lord, that we may walk in a stronghold of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, bless the Word as it goes out today in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, another source of strongholds is the strongholds that come from false church doctrines and teachings. Now, I've been a member of the church, actually, all of my life. I've been in church ever since from 9 months before I was born. I didn't become an authorized member of the church until I was 11. That's when I got saved and joined the church, but I've been in the church all of my life. And I've heard a lot of things taught, and a lot of it's been good, but a lot of it was not what the Word of God taught. In fact, it's not that the doctrines that of the churches I've been in taught a wrong doctrine. They just didn't go far enough. Now, Jesus warned us in his Word. He said, "See to it that no one misleads you." And he said that in Matthew 24:4. We can be led by another person, but we must take responsibility that we are not misled by that individual. We must study and know the Bible ourselves. That's why God gave us the precious Word of the living God, so that we can study it ourselves. If we do not, how can we discern errors in the teachings we hear? Now then, as much as you may love a particular pastor, as often as we have been edified by him, we must humbly ask the Lord to confirm any questionable doctrines. No teacher is so true, no prophet so pure, that we can blindly let them lead us. They may lead us, but our eyes must be open and our ears sensitive to the confirming voice of Jesus. As it is written, let every word be confirmed by the mouth of two or three witnesses. I'm going to tell you that even true teachers can innocently communicate false doctrine. It does not matter how sincere they may be or how good of a teacher they are. Now then, if what we are being taught does not lead us into Christ's love, his holiness, or his power, if we are not being prepared in these spiritual dimensions for Jesus, and through him, for others, that doctrine is a stronghold which is limiting and oppressing us. Now then, I have taught the Word of God many a year, and I realize I have had a lot of compliments on my teaching, but I have had also people that will hear me teach something that does not listen to it in detail long enough, and they will think I'm teaching a false doctrine. Well, I may be, but at least I'm trying my best to confirm everything I teach from God's Word. Now then, that doesn't mean that I'm correct in everything I teach, but I try to back up everything I say with God's mighty Word. Now sometimes when I will read something and it will appear to be real clear to me, someone else may read that same set of verses, and they do not get the same thing out of it that I did. Well, that's okay. If we don't, then we'll just have to take it ourselves and pray about it and go and see what we can do. Now, the safest way to ensure that no one misleads us is to see to it we do not mislead ourselves. We must stay honest with God and sensitive to his love and his Word. Now, Satan's plan is to make us somehow accept either through our upbringing, our experiences, or through church dogma that certain portions of the life of Christ are untrue are not valid in our case. Now then, we see that so many times today in so many churches, that the things that the Lord told us we could do, we don't believe we can do them today. Now, every battle we face in life is over the Word, and whether or not we can build our lives upon the faithfulness and integrity of God's mighty Word. Now, if we hold fast to those things of which we are sure, God will be faithful to deliver us from every stronghold and lead us fully into His kingdom. Now then, when you begin to really believe these great and mighty things, you will see the King do great and mighty things. I mean to tell you, I have walked in obedience to His Word with everything I could. I'm sure there's areas I have failed in. But the older I get and the more I hide God's Word in my heart, the more I want to walk in perfect submission to the King. I want to do everything the way He says. I want to walk in humility. I want to walk in love. I want to walk in dedication. I want to die to myself daily. I want to give myself to Christ, and I want Him to use me for His glory. And He has done that, and I have seen Him do many wonderful things. But I would like to see Him do many more wonderful things, because I know that I'm still on an upward climb and that He is still training me. Now then, most Christians today only engage in spiritual warfare with a hope of either relieving present distress or attaining a normal existence. However, the purpose of all aspects of spirituality, warfare included, is to bring us into the image of Christ. Nothing, not worship, nor warfare, neither love, nor deliverance, is truly attainable if we miss the singular objective of our faith. And what that's supposed to be, we're supposed to be Christ-like. Now, you and I are supposed to be just exactly like the King. Let us recall that the Lord delivered the ancient Hebrews out of Egypt so He could bring them into the Promised Land. Likewise, we are delivered out of sin, not that we might live for ourselves, but that we might come into Christ's likeness. Our goals must align with God's, for if our nature does not change, we will invariably find ourselves entangled in the same problems that caused our difficulties in the first place. While we may not want to hear this, many of our spiritual conflicts, many of them, simply are not going to cease until the character of the Lord Jesus is formed in our hearts. The Father's goal in deliverance is much more than simply seeing our burdens or the devil taken off our backs. Indeed, the specific purpose toward which God steers the working of all things in our lives is our conformity. What is that conformity? To the image of His Son. That's what He's trying to develop you into the image of His dear Son. Now, the Father's purpose in our salvation was that Jesus would become the firstborn among many brethren. Just think, Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. In other words, the way to realize God's ultimate victory is to reach toward His ultimate goal, which is complete transformation into the likeness of Christ. Now, that's what He's trying to do to you and me. He's trying to conform you and I into the image of His Son. He is training us to be overcomers, to be like Christ. We're supposed to be doing the same things the Lord Jesus did. Now, there is a penetration of spirit between God and ourselves, where our spirits are fully saturated with the living presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, where His glory so floods our lives that there is no dark part left within us. Now, that's one thing you don't want. You do not want any darkness in your heart. Because Matthew told us that if you have darkness in your heart, oh, how dark is that darkness? Now, the darkness is where Satan lives. If you have sin in your life, which is darkness, he will move into your heart, and he will come inside of you. Now, you don't want this. If you have the Lord's presence in you, it will produce an indestructible defense, a fortress within which we are hidden from evil. Now, through him, Christ, we enter the excellence of his way in our relationships, both with the Father and one another, thereby walking in immunity from countless satanic attacks. Now, indeed, as his fullness within us increases, then that which is written is fulfilled. As he is, so also are we in this world. And he who is born of God keeps us, and the evil one does not touch us. Now, that's written in 1 John 5:18. That is a mighty promise. We must realize that it is not Satan who defeats us. It is our openness to him. Satan can only do what you allow him to in your life. Now, to perfectly subdue the devil, we must walk in the shelter of the Most High, because that's in Psalms 91:1. Satan is tolerated for one purpose. The warfare between the devil and God's saints thrust us into Christ's likeness, where the nature of Christ becomes our only place of rest and security. God allows warfare to facilitate his eternal plan, which is to make man in his very image. Now, once we realize that the Father's goal is to transform our lives with Christ's life, we will continually find that God has one answer to spiritual warfare. Appropriate the nature of his Son. Are you troubled by demons of fear or doubt? Submit those areas to God, repenting of your unbelief, and then yield yourself to Christ's faith within you. Are you troubled with spirits of lust and shame? Present these very areas of sin to God. Repent of them from your old nature, drawing upon the forgiveness of Christ and his purity of heart. And you will see that everything in your world will begin to change. Praise the Lord. I invite you to call me at 940-242-2106 for teaching tapes on these subjects. I invite you to check us out on the web at www.tlsm.org for a list of many of our tapes, videos, and audios. And also you can contact us by email there. I'd invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4. We'd also like to invite you to our healing school. We have two healing schools a month now, one in Justin and one in Dallas. If you go to our website at www.tlsm.org, you can find all that information, and we'd be happy to have you. The healing schools are free, and even the tapes and teaching materials are all free. So praise the Lord Jesus.